are funding directly through local and national organizations, a lot of this for women-led organizations. And while they are on the front lines of the gender-based violence protection and response, they're still, as local actors, especially women-led organizations, they still continue to face persistent barriers, particularly through accession funding. So in kind of summing up, Mr. Chair, two elements here. Gender-based violence response must be prioritized as part of anticipatory action, as part of the early onset, and as part of any crisis response, also when it comes to, for instance, the onset of food security. And we need to ensure the necessary funding, which will allow gender-based violence actors to establish and accelerate prevention and mitigation efforts and ensure the continuation of gender-based violence services. Committed in-country leadership is vital. Without dedicated humanitarian leadership, on-the-ground efforts to mitigate gender-based violence risk to push back the pushback on women's rights and deliver comprehensive programs will continue to be inconsistent. So let's work for that approach. Thanks a lot, Mr. Chairman.